Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, just making some last-minute adjustment. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you. We thank you. We thank you for coming in to join us on tonight. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice, and we are glad in it on tonight. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his power. Amen. We thank God for his favor. Glory to God, his unmerited favor. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We bless him on tonight. Glory to God. We thank him for bringing us together. Glory to God one more time. Amen. Glory to God, he's brought us together one more time. People of God, one more time, one more time, one more time that we can gather into his presence. Amen. One more time. Glory be to God that we can come together, give him praise, give him thanks. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're grateful. We're grateful to the Lord for it. Amen. We're grateful, amen, to the Lord for all that he's done. Glory to God. As we always say, thanking him for his keeping power. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Truly the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus. He is good to us. Amen. This we can attest to. Glory to God. He is good to us. Amen. And for this, we come for this cause. We come giving him thanks, giving him praise for all that he has done and all that he's doing in each and every one of our lives. Amen. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming in. Amen. Just come on in. Come on in. Glory to God. Come on in the room. Come on in the room on tonight. Glory to God. Just come on in, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. We just want to thank God for all of our listeners on tonight, wherever you're listening from. We thank God for you. We thank you for tuning in with us. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you. As we always say, we know that there's so many other things that you could be doing, but you have elected to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network. And so for this, we thank the Lord. Amen. We thank him. We thank you. Amen. For making that sacrifice to come on out and to be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. To God be the glory. Amen. For the great things that he's done. Truly, he has done and he is doing great things. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm excited tonight. Amen. As I always say, glory be to God. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. I'm excited about what he's doing behind the scenes. Amen. Glory be to God. We may not see the full manifestation of it, but if we just hold on, as the saints of old used to say, just hold on. Let's see what the end gonna be. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him tonight. Amen. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Amen. It is midweek. Amen. It is Wednesday. Glory be to God. And we're grateful to the Lord for this day. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. He's brought us hitherto. Amen. And for this, we give him thanks. For this, we give him praise. Amen. Glory to God. We realize that this is, glory to God. Amen. A lot of churches, this is their Bible study night. And we thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, for those that are coming on in, amen, those that are getting out of Bible study, riding down the road, amen, perhaps tuning in, Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise for you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen. We'll give you two numbers that you can text and get your copy. Amen. Glory to God. One, thank God for our leaders on tonight, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James, and thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for Dr. Samuel Huggins James, amen. He's our senior apostle. Thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen. Thanking the Lord tonight, glory be to God, for, glory to God, all of our advisors, all of our prayer warriors, amen, and everyone, amen, that have extended their hand to this work in ministry, amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We don't count it lightly, amen. It's a major thing, amen. It's a major move in the major league. And so we give God thanks, and we give God praise for it, amen. Thank God for you, people of God. We're thanking God for each and every one of you, amen. Each of you on tonight, amen, that comes out to
muted.
Make this
unmuted.
Amen, Jesus, what it is. Amen. So we bless.
Muted.
Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We are rebroadcasting tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long at all on tonight. We're going to move right into our program on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're going to, glory to God, move now to sanctify the line. Amen.
The recording
Jesus
has started.
And people of God, we want you to, as always, bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight, Lord of God, as we, amen, go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just a little song of praise on tonight. We were Christ, our Lord, we worship Christ, our Lord, we lift our heads to today. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We Christ, our Lord, we lift our hearts to Him. Today we worship Christ. We worship Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We give you thanks. We praise you on today. Father, we're thanking you for it's another day that you've kept us. It's another day, glory be to God, that you've provided for us. And for this, we give you thanks, and for this, we give you praise. Father, we thank you today. We bless your holy name. Glory to God. We bless your name. Glory to God. We bless your name in the highest on today. We bless your name, oh God, for glory to God, for your saving grace, for your keeping power. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. With uplifted hearts on tonight, with uplifted hands on tonight, we come Glory to God, into this place. We'll assemble ourselves into this place, giving you thanks, giving you praise in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for had it not been you on our side, we don't know where we would be. But we thank you tonight, glory to God, because in you we live and move and have our being. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight, glory to God. We bless your name on tonight as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father, we're grateful unto you, and we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight, but if we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, it wouldn't be enough to give you praise. If we praise you 24/7, oh God, it still wouldn't be enough, glory to God, for your awesomeness, for your power, for your love, for your compassion. But Father, we come tonight giving you thanks, God. We come, oh God, mindful in this very hour, mindful, oh God, of who you are, mindful, glory to God, for you are awesome, God. And we just come to say thank you, Lord. We're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us tonight, glory to God. Look upon these airwaves, glory to God, that reach, glory to God, into the foreign countries. Father, look into these airwaves, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Everyone that is assembled, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We're asking, oh, glory to God, that you will look upon us in your compassion. Glory to God, in your compassion that fails not. Look upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to sanctify us, oh God. We're asking you tonight to forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us, glory to God, anything, oh God, any sin, oh God, any wayward way. We're asking you to forgive us tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you will pardon our iniquities in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, for you are God of a second chance. You are a God, oh God, of many chances. And we come tonight, we come, glory to God, with uplifted hands, Father, for we know, glory to God, that all of our righteousness, Father, before you is as filthy rags. And we're coming unto you on tonight, asking you to forgive us tonight. Forgive us of our sin on tonight. We're asking that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. Renew a righteous spirit. Renew glory to God. Renew your spirit of truth, oh God. Your holiness, oh God, cause it to be revealed within us on this night. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch our minds on tonight. Touch and renew. Touch, glory to God, and transform our minds on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God, cause us tonight, oh God, to take on your mind. Cause us tonight, oh God, to hear your word, and let your word, glory to God, have free course on tonight. Speak within, glory to God. Cause us tonight, oh God, to conform to your word. Oh God, that we be not conformed to this world. Oh God, but cause us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would do a new thing on tonight. Do a new thing in us on tonight. Glory to God. Do a new thing in us on tonight. Father, we submit, we yield to your will. In that precious name, oh God, we're asking you tonight. Glory be to God. Have your own way. Have thine own way. Glory to God. Have thine way in the midst of us on tonight. Help us tonight, glory to God. There are those, oh God, that have come to this line, oh God, that are striving and struggling on tonight. Father, but we're asking you to help tonight. Oh God, that you would help your people on tonight, that you would deliver on tonight. Deliver and set free, oh God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, set free tonight. Father, deliver on tonight as only you can, for you are our Redeemer. You're our kinsman Redeemer. Father, set free on tonight from the hand and the plan of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight that you would touch by your spirit on tonight. Father, touch tonight. Touch, glory to God, touch all over the land in thy precious name, oh God. Father, touch as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, whosoever is listening on this night, Father, we're asking that you would look into that situation. Look into that circumstance on tonight in the precious Move by your power. Move by your anointing. Move by your precious spirit on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, let no one leave this line the same way that they came. But Father, we're asking that you will move by your spirit in thy precious name on tonight. Hey, Shabaha. Glory to God by your spirit tonight. Oh, glory to God by your spirit tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch and heal on tonight. Father, touch and heal bodies on tonight. Heal, glory to God, as only you can. Heal from the inside out. We pray in thy precious name, oh God. Father, do it tonight. Do it as only you can. Glory to God. Give somebody a miracle tonight. Somebody standing in need of a miracle. Father, tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh, God, give a miracle tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, bless your people. Bless your people everywhere. Bless, glory to God. Bless, hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless, oh, God. Father, bless tonight as only you can. And, Father, we tonight, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing, even in the midst of us, Father. We bless you. We thank you now. Father, we said tonight, glory to God, thy will be done. Father, move tonight by your spirit. Move tonight by your anointing. Father, move as only you can in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, bless the speaker on tonight. Bless, bless, oh, glory to God. Bless her tonight, oh, God, whatsoever. Wherever she may find herself, Father, we're asking a special blessing for your speaker tonight. And, Father, for this, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for your word on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you tonight, Father, cause thy will to be done. Glory to God. Cause thy will, thy will, thy will. Thy will and thy will alone to be done. And Father, for this we give you thanks. Father, for this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight. Glory to God. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. Move in the families, we pray. Move, Father. Move, glory to God. Move in the family, oh God. Move, Father, for the husbands. Move for the wives. Move for the children. Father, move for the grandparents, we pray. Move for the cousins. Move for the aunts. Move for the uncles, oh God. Oh God, those that are far and those that are near. Father, move for them, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, move in great salvation tonight. Move in your salvation. Move in your salvation. Move upon the hearts of your people everywhere. Move upon the hearts, oh, glory to God. Father, speak tonight. Speak by thy word. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory in thy precious name, Jesus, to God in every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We're going to, glory be to God, as we stated, people of God, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But we are going to ask Sister Mary Holland, amen, if she would come tonight, glory to God, and give our scripture reading for tonight. God bless you.
We're giving honor to God, thanking him for allowing us to see another day, thanking him for allowing us to be back together on the prayer line tonight, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. I will be reading from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 11th verse. Seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sins which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. But consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto truth. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as his son. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye masters and not sons. For the more we have had others of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reference, shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen. Glory be to God. May the Lord add a blessing. Amen to his word. Amen. Amen to the hearers. Amen. It's stated. And to the doers of his word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. He that has an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us on tonight. Amen. We are, amen, grateful people of God, as we already stated. Glory to God. We're grateful, amen, to be rebroadcasting on tonight. Glory be to God. We have a library of messages. Amen. And we're going to the library tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, to be blessed, glory to God, by a woman of God that came with us, I believe now it's been about 2 years ago. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, we're so grateful. We're going all the way to Monroeville, Alabama. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And tonight, our speaker is none other than Evangelist Annie Kidd. Amen. Glory to God. Get your pens and your pencils out. Amen, Jesus. Let us hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight.
God bless you. Thank God tonight for just being here. Thank God for each and every one out there tonight. And just praise God just another time that the Lord has kept us another day. Thank God again. Thank you, Seth, earlier. Another Sabbath day. Yes, it was promised, but yet God let us go. Thank God for each and everything that he has done and that he's going to do. I'm not going to belong to the time tonight, but I just thank God. I praise God for each and every one. I thank God for his word on tonight. I hope and pray that the word that's being spoke tonight will be a blessing to someone, because we live in a time now where we need God's word. We live in a time now where we need to hear from God. And I just thank God tonight that we come tonight just to hear again what his word says. And I'm going to be coming tonight from Matthew 1 and 21. Just a little bit of that, and then I'm going to go to some more scripture. But I'm going to share some light on that tonight. And if there's anyone out there that needs God in their life, or need healing, or just need deliverance, if their mind needs changing, whatever you need, believe, whenever you hear his word, that God will do, if you can believe what you ask him to do. And I, again, at Matthew 1 and 21, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sins. That's the purpose that God has came to this earth, so that we might have the right to him, that we can come up to him. We don't have to go to nobody else anymore. But we can come direct to Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and we can ask him to forgive us for all the sins. That was the purpose. And we thank God for loving us so much that he rose himself up and came down, that we might have that right to him. We don't have to go. They don't have to go and get a lamb and pull that heifer over. We can come direct to him and and ask him to forgive us for our sins. That was the purpose of him coming. And I thank God tonight because God hit that over in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants to give us that life tonight. We live in a time, in a situation that on every hand, every time we turn around, there's obstacles and there's confusion and the law of living is white and cold. And we look in the streets and we look in the hedges and the hallways and people are killing one another and they don't want to forgive one another. But we live in a time now where we need to go and come back to God, church. We need to come back and ask God to do the first work in our life again. And we need to start speaking his faith and turning from our ways and turning back to God. Or we need to go back to him in this hour. We need to forget about how we feel about things and think about the purpose and the reason why God came and the reason why he went on that cross for us. And forget about how things happening even in our surrender. We need to ask God, Lord, give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the feeling for each and every one, the love. Let us feel that love and let people feel the love from us. Let me tell you something out there. I don't care what you have done. There is nothing that you have done that God will not forgive you for. All you got to do is trust God. All you got to do is believe God that he, whatever you ask him for, that he'll do it. He will do it for you. But you got to, just like Jesus, God gave his son, you got to give something. You got to give something. And so many times we want God to do this for us and we always ask God for things, but we need to stop and think sometimes. Let's stop for what he has done already for us. I don't care how little it is, how big it is. We need to stop and start telling God, Lord, I appreciate you for my health. Lord, I appreciate you for strength. Lord, I appreciate you for saving me. I don't think we give God enough praises like we used to. I remember in time past, we used to praise God in spite of what we saw people fail. We used to praise God in spite of how we felt. I remember in time past, even when I was sick and the doctor was telling me to stay at home, I began to cross my way to the house of God. And I began to get there in the house of God. And I began to speak out of God. And as I began to speak out of God, God began to touch my body. God began to heal my body in the service. Thank you, Jesus. I remember that time passing, but I have served in the temple of God. That's in Abundance, Alabama. I have knocked in my head. And God began to reach way down. And God began to heal my body. And God said, thank God. God want to heal our bodies. But God wants to turn from our weakened way. He wants to turn and come back to him. He wants us to let him be our first priority. We seeking everything in these last and evil days. We seeking everything but God. People have came and they have given their lives to God in time past. But because of the cares of the life and because of so much destruction and because of so much evil and because of so much force, the people are turning their back on God. But I come to serve you notice on tonight. Don't turn your back on God. Come on, I don't care what we have been through. I don't care how we've been abused. I don't care how we've been accused. God hasn't done nothing but love to us. He gave his son that we might have that right for him and come back. They strengthened. They strengthened my. They now. They now strengthened his hand. They now God, that God forgive you for everything but bless him in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you think because you're out there, you may be on drugs. Sometimes you think you might be, you might be going to set yourself all around. You might think that God don't care. But I'm going to tell you tonight that God do care. I'm going to tell you tonight that God loves you. He loves you in spite of. But ain't going one thing that separates you from God, and that's the sin. And all he asking us to do is to repent and turn around. Come forth. Give it to God. Whatever it is, if you sick. And let me tell you something about being sick. Sometimes unforgiveness and our heart will cause us to be sick. Sometimes when we don't want to forgive one another, sometimes it seems like all they hurt me is they hurt me again. Well, honey, we got to learn how to get over that stuff. We got to learn how to get over it. We got to learn how to press beyond that stuff. Yeah, we hurt. I'm a flesh. I don't want to go through nothing. But, honey, sometimes your flesh, honey, you have to crucify that flesh. For flesh and blood is not the enter into the kingdom of God. Nothing but the Spirit of God is the enter into the kingdom of God. So I come to serve notice on you tonight. Whatever you want God to do, put it on your mind. And not just only put it on that, but meditate that thing on your mind. Whatever you want God to do, ask you, I'm asking you to lift it up, keep it up in focus. Whatever you want this Lord to do, and when you ask God to come into your life, don't ask God to just come in just to be said as a word. But believe it. So many times our young folks, they go to the church, and because they see certain things, and because they hear certain things, they say, ain't nobody living right. But honey, the devil doesn't lie, y'all. Somebody else living right. I know I am, and I believe that you are too. And I'm going to tell you, people, quit focusing your eyes on people and focus your eyes on Jesus. Because one thing about Jesus, he will never let us down. I don't care what you go through. Jesus will never let you down. Honey, let me tell you one thing. He will be a husband for you. He'll be a doctor for you. Oh, my God, I know what I'm talking about. He'll be a lawyer for you. He's your keeper. And he's your deliverer. All you got to do is repent. Turn around. God want to heal the land. God want to heal our land. But because we got so much stuff, we got so much banging on the inside. We need to let the banging go. Get the devil by the tooth. Let him know I don't want him no more. You got me looking like this. You got me acting for my brother like this. You got me looking like that at my sister, my brother. But I said, notice on you. You the accuser of the brother. And because I know who you are, you're not going to manipulate me. You're not going to cause me to lose out on my Savior. I'm going to forget about yourself. I'm going to press for tomorrow, for which is the highest calling, because I know if I press for Jesus, everything going to be all right. Let me tell you, honey, get up out of your situation. Sometimes we go through so much, we start feeling sorry for ourselves. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. Can't do it like nobody else. I can't talk like nobody else. I can't preach like nobody. Heavy certain notice on you tonight. It ain't what you preach like. It ain't you preaching nobody. It's the Spirit on the inside of you. That's what works on the outside of you. And as a result of what people say about it, you just know that you know. You keep your hands in God's hands, and you let God work his miracle. You let God do what he want to do. Let me tell you something. You let God do in your life what God want to do in your life. Don't get out there trying to mock nobody. Don't get out there trying to look like nobody. Don't get out there trying to act like nobody. But if there's notice on you, if you're going to mock somebody, mock the person, man. And that's his name is Jesus Christ. And when he's on the inside of you, that spirit on the inside, ain't nothing, the flesh ain't perfect. But God knows that spirit. It's the Holy Ghost. It is a perfect man. And it'll keep you if you want to be careful. There ain't no temptation will come unto you that he won't forget, that he won't forgive you, that he won't keep you from. That you let him do. He said it at the door. Jesus is knocking. And all he wants you to do, people, is to open up and let him in. And once you open up and let him in, situation, because of things that's happening in our life. We got to learn how to forgive ourselves. To forgive the first someone in you. And once you have God to forgive you, and you believe that God forgives you, then you got to go on and let that thing alone. Honey, let me tell you something. A lot of times, even with me, myself, God knows that heaven I lay sleepless sometimes. But you know what? Let me tell you something. It ain't nobody's fault of mine, sir. Because the Bible has told me, whatever I find on earth, he said he'll bind it in heaven. The Bible has told me, whatever I lose, all of you are losing in heaven. We got to bind up some of this sickness. We got to bind up some of this backbiting. We got to bind up all of this backbiting. And forget about all of this stuff. And come to Jesus. And let him work it out. Let him work it out. He said in Acts 1 and 8, he said, after you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive power. He didn't say before you received it. That's Acts 1 and 8. He said, after you receive it, get out of the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. What is your power tonight? We need to take our power and use our power. Always like the doctor and tell them about Dr. Jesus. Because one thing about God, God don't make no mistakes. Whatever God tells you once, he'll tell you again. All you got to do is go back and read your words. And God to lay hands on the sick. He didn't say they might. He said they shall. He said they shall recover. We got to let people know, even in our homes, we got to let people know that whenever we come to God, that God will heal them. God will forgive them. And we have to let people know whenever we see them, when they are drunk, when they are drug addicts. You got folks out there on drugs. They think that because they on drugs, nobody cares. Oh, yes, somebody cares. We care for you. They're born-again Christians. They are born-again believers. They do care for the people. They do love the people. I often tell people, a lot of times we trying to get to the church. We pass by the church trying to get to the church. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we need to stop and take a little time out. That's not the grocery store. Wherever it is, we need to take the time out and let people know that God loves you. People have been beat down already. They don't need us to beat them down. They don't need us to criticize. They need us to stop and take the time out and let them know that God loves you too. I ain't always been saved. I ain't always been where I am. That same God saved me over 24 years ago. That same God that did it for me, he gonna do it for you. But we live in a time now where the enemy is trying to deceive our young people. Melissa, it's time for us to crawl out and stand up and quit cutting up stuff. We can't cover up this kind of stuff. We got to let folks know. Just like he said when he came to the world, he came to save those that were lost. Now we don't need them. We don't need no doctor now because we already got the Holy Ghost. So we don't need to be able to keep preaching to one another. We need to go out there and preach to those that never been able to pray our power. We need to go out there and preach to those that hadn't come to the church. We need to get a tent or something and set it up and go out in the head of the highway and prepare God's people to come back to God. And there's some hurt things out there. But let me tell you one thing. A lot of things that we go through, I found out it was from a mate. So much. And so sometimes even with me myself, I wasn't going to towel in. But I found out as I began to get on my knees and pray, as I began to see God more and more, I stopped seeking for stuff. I stopped seeking for houses and land and cars. But I started seeking for more Jesus. And when I found out that I started seeking for more Jesus, I found out that God gave me strength. He gave me the strength that I need. God gave me the strength. And I tell you out there tonight that God is giving you the strength to call upon him. Young people, call on Jesus. You ain't too young to call on God. And whenever you come into the knowledge of knowing right from wrong, then you need to repent and turn from your way. Because outside of God, there's no life. Outside of God, there's no peace. I don't care how much money you have in your bank account. God. If you ain't got God in your life, you ain't gonna have no peace. If you ain't got God in your life, you ain't gonna have no joy. Every time you turn around, there's gonna be something going on. So I know it's on you now. Because you get God in your life, it don't mean you ain't gonna go through nothing. Because you got to call them back to God. We all got to call them back. We got to take up our focus and follow Jesus. Not one day, but every day of our life. Every time you let a little see, see, we got to follow Jesus. Keep that following. We got to follow Jesus. We got to ask God, Lord, you touch my heart. Lord, you deliver me. Lord, this cancer, God, touch my heart. Have there anything in me that's not like you, God? If I'm holding something that I don't know about, Lord, just forgive me, Lord. Lord, I'm willing to forgive whoever. They might be going on the glory. They might be going on wherever they might be going on. But you got to learn how to forgive and let it go. Because the Bible declares, if you don't forgive, them that trespass against you, God, they ain't going to forgive you. So you got to learn how to forgive others, even as God forgive us. And you got to learn how to do unto others. That's another thing people have a hard time doing. They don't want to do unto others, and they don't have anything to do unto them. They want to do people any kind of way. But I'm not going to tell you, you can't do folks any kind of way, and then you're going to make the kingdom of God. You can't live any kind of way, and then you're going to make the kingdom of God. You got to treat people like you want to be treated. And that's a motto that I tell my children. You got to treat them. Unforgiveness is not for the one that you forgive. Unforgiveness is for you. But when you hold something in your heart, when you hold something, what will people hate? When you can't treat people, everybody the same. When you can't, well, see, one thing I love about Jesus, I don't care what we do, how we do it. All we got to do is go back to the throne of God and ask God to forgive us. That's all we got to do. Honey, let me tell you something. That's all you got to do is go back to the throne and ask God to forgive you for what you have done. And whatever you're doing, quit doing it. Quit doing it and believe that God will forgive you for what you have asked him to do. I'm going to tell you tonight, honey, take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take the yoke upon you and learn him. Well, what is the yoke? The yoke is his word of God. You might not have to read it like other folks read, but it's all right, baby. Just keep on reading what you can read. If you can't read it, but the Lord is not clever. He knows that that's all you know. See, that's all you know how to do. I'm here to tell you tonight, it ain't about the education. It's good to have the education. Don't get me wrong, bro. But baby, it's better to have Jesus. I'm going to take everything else away. But education fail. But everything else going down. The word of God is so safe. Take his yoke upon you and learn of it. Learn. Repent. And come around from your wicked way. God want to heal the name. All over the world, we see this disease or what is plague here. All over the world, I'm going to tell y'all something. Oh, my God, I'm reading in Jeremiah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. As the preachers and the pastors and whoever we always come back in these badges and the elders, we get together down here on this earth, glory to God, and we will get together and seek his faith, and we will get together and pray, and we will get together and put a word about how high this one is and how high that one is, and let God do the work in us that he want to do. This better be healed. God want to heal our land. God want us to come together. Because together we're going to stand. But divided we're going to fall. And that's what's happening to the nation. Things that God has came against. Things that God says abomination. People taking on everything now. They're trying everything. They're saying this God, that God. But honey, let me tell you something. The way you're going to see it is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. But all you got to do, if you want to know what sin is, get in your Bible and read your Bible. It's a slave for itself. That's our roadmap to Jesus. He told us to read. Told us to preach. Repent. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God is at hand. He's right here right now. He's at hand. She got to stretch her hand, people. She got to stretch her hand right now, waiting on you. Just come and reach out and touch it. Glory to God. Oh, you said there's knocking on the door, but you got to open up that door. So one thing, God, one thing I can tell about him, he's an intelligent God. He ain't going to break in on nobody. He ain't going to break in on you. I don't care what you say. He ain't going to make you do nothing. He wants you to do it because when he went on that cross, he didn't nobody make him go on that cross. He went on that cross because he loved us. Now, ask yourself tonight, what would you give? What would you give? He gave. God gave his son. His son came here for us. He came that we might have life and life more abundant. Not just life, but abundant life. He came that we could, and what I love about it, when he came, that veil back in the old was risen. We don't have to go through that veil no more. Thank God, thank God. I don't have to get on the phone and call somebody and ask them to pray for me, and the line may be busy. I think I can get to them, but I can fall down on my knees, and I can go back and ask God. Lord, I can remind him, God, you said in your word, I can ask you what you will, and you said in your word, God, whatever I ask, you said you'll do it, God. You told me in your word you'll do it. Now, God, I believe what you say. God, I believe you said in your word, I can ask whatever I speak. And you said you would do it, God. That your Father may be glorified. And that's what I like about it. He said that we go glorify the Father. See, a lot of times I often wonder in my mind. I said, God, I know that somewhere, I don't know where, but I know somewhere, and I know that you're doing it here in my home. The devil is a liar. I don't care what nobody say. I know God is here in my home. God ain't brought us from the 70th up until now to say God is not in my home. I know God is in my home. I know God is moving in my home. God is moving like a magnet. He's moving here and he's moving there. And I'm so glad that I can see God is raising up new young people. They're coming up and they declare that there's a waging of sin and death and the gift of God is eternal. I'm so glad tonight that somebody will raise the right way. I'm so glad tonight that we were taught. I don't care what the devil says. We were taught the right way. I don't care where we go or what we do. We were taught the right way. Now, if we be lost, it ain't nobody's fault at all. Because we were taught. God put me in the rivers of God in our lives to teach us the right way. They taught us the right way. They walked by example. And I thank God. Because one thing about it, I want the spirit of the man. I want the spirit of the woman. I want the spirit of the evangelist. And one thing I can truly say for sure, that God planted the seed. He put a seed on his side of us. And that seed is still there. That seed is still being watered. And that's why I can get out there in the hedges and hallways and propel God to come. But then after they come, we got to have somewhere. We got to have enough love in our heart. So when they come to the church, we got to have enough sense that we don't drive them back out in the world. But we got to ask God to give us long-suffering, give us patience with the people, and help them get the Holy Ghost just like we got. I want to tell people, whenever I preach, I'm not trying to tell nobody to get the Holy Ghost like nobody. I'm telling them get the Holy Ghost like the Bible said. I don't let the Bible say. That's what you got to receive. Bless your God ain't going to answer. I told you that earlier. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And let me tell you something. Just in case somebody out there that might be up there, or might be a pastor, or whatever you might be, it does not matter. But whatever you are, let me tell you one thing. God will see you wherever you are. And because we profess, because we get them, because we got these names, called these common of the night, I'm so glad tonight. I'm not common with a child. I'm so glad I'm common along with Jesus. Because one thing about Jesus, he is my first, he is my last. He's my beginning, he's my end. And I thank you for knowing that tonight. I'm hurrying to tell you something. You might be a professor, but you still need Jesus if you ain't got it in your life. My mind goes back to Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler. He was a ruler. Nicodemus had so much heart, so much about Jesus. He was come in the day. He came by night. But one thing about God, I don't care how you come, as long as you come, he'll receive you right where you are. And he began to tell him. And he began to ask the question, how can I be born again? So I said, I'm going to take a time back into my mother's womb. The Lord began to let him know, no, that woman of flesh is flesh. But that woman of spirit is spirit. And you have to be born of the Spirit of Christ. You have to ask God, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Wash me. Wash me. Make me right, God. Don't let nothing be in my life. Don't let nothing separate me. Even in our home, people are your children watching us in our home. All of your children listening to us when we're on the telephone. All of your children looking at us when we're in the store. And we say we got the Holy Ghost. And we have been on the scene. All of your children is looking at us. Now let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this right here. A lot of times we hear talk of people, men and women of God all over. Children, young people, falling by the wayside. But I didn't see nowhere in the Bible what God told me to put my foot on. God told me to reach way down and pick them up. And if I can't pick them up, then I don't mess with them at all. If I can't set up and throw them out, then leave them alone. Because God said, pray. The only thing I'm saying is pray. God didn't make us no God. He ain't but one God. And that's Jesus Christ. And he's the only one. Only one. He's the only one that we're going to give our time for. You know what I often think about? Sometimes fear begin to come over your body. You'll be scared again. And I said, Lord, Jesus, help me, God. You said, put the Lord cast out all fear. I said, God, don't let me be afraid to stand on nowhere. Don't let me be afraid to speak up for you. I said, God, you say, if I open my mouth, you say you're offended, God. Now go ahead in the name of Jesus. I beg you to fill my mouth so we can get these people that are fed by the wayside. Let me tell you, you're a man. Let me tell you, I don't care what's going to happen to you. I don't care what you don't went through out there. Trust God. Believe God. Hold on to God. If you've been saved, don't go back for God. God ain't did nothing to you but love you. I don't care what done happened to you. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't care what it looked like. We weren't saved by man. Man couldn't do what God did. Couldn't go right up and the things that I see God Jesus did. Can't no man do that. Can't nobody do that but Jesus. And let me tell you something else. Whenever we lay hands on the sick, it ain't on our hands that healing. Whenever we preach the word, it ain't our word that we preach it, but it's God's word. We got to start giving God the glory. We got to still start going back giving God the praise. We got to start back going back listening to the name of Jesus. And quit. So many times we have sometimes because of circumstances, we can't get a chance to praise. But let me tell you one thing. How you can go in your room. You can go in your kitchen. You can go in your bathroom. You can go in wherever you want to go in. There's your prayer closet. You can get in your quiet prayer closet. And you can begin to talk to God. And let God take over your spirit. Let God take over your mind. And let God do it for you. And I declare that God will do it for you. And I declare that whatever's going on in your mind, I declare whatever you're dealing with, there are people out there tonight that might be listening, might not get sleep at night. But I declare for goodness, if you go in that word and you get that word and you read that word and you declare God on binding your spirit up, the confession is coming against my sleeping. If you go in there and say, God, I bound this spirit up. I'm coming against my praise. God, you told me I could do it. See, you have to tell God what he told you. When you tell him what he told you, and then you just go and do that thing. Sometimes it feels like your leg and your foot might have rocks or something. But I'm going to tell you tonight, just keep on praising. Just keep on lifting him up. Sometimes you might have to fall out on your knees and just throw your hands up. How do you know, evangelist? Because I had to do it a lot of times. Sometimes things get so hard on. Sometimes be rebellious. this happened, that happened. I go over here, they acting a fool. I go down there, they acting a fool. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, I know, God, that you somewhere on this earth, God, because you're walking up and down and up, God, and you lead me where to go, lead me how to go. And God, when I get there, God, I want you to be revealed. I want you to speak your word, because I need a word. People need a word today. So everybody ain't going to pick this Bible up. Oh, no, people. Everybody ain't going to read this word. They're going to read the one that said they got the Holy Ghost. And you notice, everywhere Jesus went, Jesus came that we might have life. I both say it, and let me tell you something. When he came, and then when all God through, Jesus began to let the people know. They said, oh, you got to be born again. And then all the time through, God began to let them know that on top of everything, wherever Jesus went, you want Jesus in that word. All you got to do is follow. From the beginning, when he first started preaching, when he went up in that mountain, and that's another thing. Let me tell y'all something. Father, you think you ain't going to be tempted. What makes you think you're better than Jesus? When Jesus tempted over there in Matthew 4 chapter, when he tempted, then the devil come to him, trying to tell him, but see, he knows that he was that word. He began to speak that word. And that's what we got to do. We got to learn how to speak the word. I began to talk to someone on another day, and I began to tell them. We got to quit speaking bad things and curses over our life. We got to learn how to speak salvation, and we got to learn how to tell the devil to get behind me what is written. Whatever the situation you in, that is your mind. If you have a problem in your mind, you have to tell God, Lord, my mind needs a renewal. That your eyes, that you got eyes and still don't see, Lord, pull it out from over my eyes. Let me be able to see. Lord, I want to be able to see. God, I want to be able to hear from you. And believe that whatever you ask. And let me tell you something. I can tell you about myself. But let me tell you something. We ain't got to wait and ask nobody, did I hear from God? There's not one thing about it. The Lord will let you know that he's there with you. God is with you. He's with you through everything. He's with you through the good. He's with you through the bad. But you have to remember what his word says and speak the word. And even if the God don't want at your house, sick, and if you call the woman of God, if you call the man of God, and they begin to speak the word and the word on it. Oh, you got to believe in God's word and God's word only. And he said his word. When the man began to tell him, he said, if a servant was there, lay down sick. And he said, well, I come. He said, on that word that you shall come under my roof. He said, well, speak the word. And he said, and God began to speak the word. And when the man got back, his servant was healed. I'm going to tell you today, when the man had the leper, God healed the man with the leper. They ain't no disease. There ain't nothing out there that God will not heal, and we believe him for our health. But we got to believe God. We got to stand on it. We got to go back and get out of those praises. Sometimes we begin to go in the kitchen, and you know how it was getting the kitchen, we get in the right kitchen. Sometimes things like when we're running the pan, like the pan have a song. Sometimes we got to get up a song. We got to praise God. We got to praise our way out this thing. We got to appreciate God on the way out of it. And I don't care what you got. Appreciate what you have, young people. Don't be always trying to get. Don't be always. Well, let me tell you something. You can gain the whole world and lose your soul. Honey, you don't want your soul being lost. I'd rather gain everything heaven got for me and to lose my soul. Your soul is important. Young people, old people, see God, you ain't too old to see God. And yay, and may. Whatever you ask him for, whatever you ask him and believe. You shall receive it. Ask him in faith. Ask him in faith. Just a little faith. Just a faith as a mustard seed. God said, I go back to when I first started. He said, I came to save you. He said, I came to save you. I want to save you. Come one thing about God, he ain't going to let the devil have more souls than him. Before he let the devil have more souls than him, the rock will cry. Let me tell you something. We need to start back. We need to be like Peter and then John when they begin to go to the temple. Before we need to get there. Because when we get there to the temple, there's somebody sitting down waiting on something. minds up. It's time for us to forget about ourselves. It's time for us to forget about this sleep. It's time for us to go up and wake up, rise up, get up in there. It's time for us to go back in the temple, leaping and praising God. Go back in the temple, focusing on Jesus Christ. Don't go back looking to the left. Don't go back looking to the right. But hurry and just look focused. Just keep your eyes focused. So when you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, when you begin to stay focused on him, you can walk. As long as Peter stays focused, he can walk. But when you get your eyes off of Jesus, when you get your eyes on somebody else, when you get your eyes on something else, people are going to hold you tonight to stay focused on Jesus, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it seems like. Lord, I'm down here. Peter running out my eyes. Lord, I see justice. Lord, I see justice. Lord, I nothing coming for. But don't let now. I require everything. Nothing is for you. God, I put it all in your hands. But you told me I made it hard for myself. The reason why, because instead of me seeking you in the beginning, like he said over there in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Instead of me seeking you, I thought I'd seek another thing. I thought I losing my focus. I thought I trusting other things. But God, nobody but you. Lord, because if I make my bed in hell, you there. Wherever I go, God, you there. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to be in this here. Help me. Help me to have the faith. Because one thing about it, he don't do everything he don't do. He don't hung high, he don't bled. He done did everything. They done got no pierce. He done did all he told you. Nah. He left his comforter by him, which is the Holy Ghost. All he has left to do is receive it, believe it and receive it. And once we believe it and receive it and accept it, and then when we have pride and tribulation, let me tell you something. Don't give up on God. Hold on to him. Keep your faith. Keep your hands and God's hands. Everything will be all right. Why? Because I'm trusting in the living God. Not a God that can't be took. Sometimes we give out certain people and they don't want you to touch them. But David, I thank God for Jesus. He's a God that can be touched. He's a God that I don't care. I don't care what you look like. See, a lot of times, people accept you because of who you are and what you got. But he accepts you in spite of who you are and what you got. So it don't matter where you are. All he wants you to do is accept him as your personal Savior. Repent tonight. Repent. Turn. Come around. Let Jesus your choice. Let Jesus come in. If you got a that's a wife saved and a husband unsaved, keep on praying, wife. Don't lose your faith. We can think of God, faith. It don't take a whole lot. But that's you, the little you got. When you start using that little bit you got, then you see God adding more and more and more onto you. But don't lose your faith. Don't lose your hope. Keep your hope in Jesus. And as I say, for Jesus, then let the Lord, so God can heal you. Cast your cares upon God, so God cares for you. And then after you do that, freely to give and freely you receive. Because God is a good God, and God is a merciful God. All he wants to do is to seek him. All he wants to do is to hold on to him. The promises is unto you. He made us a promise. But let me tell you something. Don't think God put on that clothes and they get all up to him. Or to just get by in this world and do what we want to do. No, whatever he say for one, he need it for all. He needs it for all. Not just one person, but for all of us. All. He wanted to, he did it for all. Not just one. And just believe. Now, if you to do something in your life, if you want God to change you, if you want God to come in, pray for us. And believe that God is going to do whatever you ask him to do in your life. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free. If you believe God tonight as your personal Savior, ask him to forgive you. And God will do just what you ask him to do for you. All you got to do is believe. According to Romans 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, God will save you. You shall be. But save is just not enough. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. People, the time that we're living in, we got to have Jesus in our life. We cannot get through this or what we're going through. And we've never seen it like this. We cannot get through it except God be in our life. Your man, your lady, turn to God. Whatever you're doing, young lady, if it's out the will of God, put it down. He'll be a husband for you. He'll be a keeper. Whatever you need him to do for you, believe. And you shall receive. If you can only believe it. Just don't believe it tonight, but just keep on believing. Whatever you ask in his name, do it in the name of Jesus. Every time you do it, if you go out and you come in, the Lord, cover me with your blood, hide me behind your cross. Even before I got the Holy Ghost, I used to ask God, God, cover me with your blood. Young people, believe that God is going to do it for you. Ask him, and God is going to do it for you. Ask him to come into your life. Repent. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. I ain't sure it's 38. That's all you got to do is repent. The Holy Ghost ain't hard to get. Sometimes it may seem like people make it hard, but it ain't hard. The Holy Ghost is just a gift. All you got to do is just reach out and receive it. I thank God that he's there. And all he's doing is knocking. And once he knocks and you open the door, he'll let you in. Come on in tonight. If there's any out there, that needing to come in. And I know there's somebody that lives and might not have it. I come tonight to tell you, God loves you. God loves you. In spite of what you have done, like I both said, God love you, woman, man, boy, girl. Whatever you drinking, you don't know how to get out. God just put us on there. When we got that stuff, you got it on your own. But I declare for goodness, if you believe God will help you get off of it. If you're a smoker, whatever you are doing, I don't care if it's just bite back. If it's lying, if it's unforgiveness, whatever it is in our life, whatever it is that we're doing that's not the will of God, then we ask God and let God do it for you. Bless you tonight. Bless your going in, bless your sleeping, bless your rising and despair, the end of despair. I ask God to do miraculous things in your life. Those in the nursing home, If you hear me, believe God. Believe God. We believe in God for you tonight. The men and women of God are believing. Those in prison, believe God. We believe in God for you. Those in the mental institution with your mind might be messed up. I don't care how bad it is. If you can just thought of Jesus out your mind, if you can just have Jesus in your mind, if you can get Jesus, just Jesus, just Jesus. It ain't how fancy you do it. Hey, it's how you believe that God is going to do it for you. And you shall receive. I thank you tonight. I pray that God bless you. Be upon you tonight. I pray that God will open up and move in your life and do what you would have him to do tonight. Now, is anyone out there wanted special prayer tonight. We ask you to get church start seeing and believe God. And if you want prayer tonight, we're gonna pray over. We just gonna ask you to put your prayer requests in, and we're gonna believe God. We're gonna church and agree with all of you that whatever you asking God for tonight, we believe that God is gonna do it for you. So right now, the prayer line is open for you with your prayer request. We're gonna pray.
Amen. 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 As the word of God said, amen, the line is open to anyone. If you have any prayer requests on tonight, amen, you can come at this time. Amen, any prayer requests on tonight, any special prayer requests on tonight. You can just press *6. Press *6 and come over. Amen. If you have any special prayer requests on tonight, press *6. Come over to the broadcast side. Amen. And we will touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. One thing we do know, people of God, prayer works. Amen. It works. It works. Prayer works. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone on tonight, anyone, amen, special prayer request for yourself or for your loved ones, for your family tonight. Amen, Jesus. Any special prayer request tonight. Amen. Amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God for the word. We thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. The woman of God has broken so much, amen, to us on tonight. Glory be to God. So much, people of God. And in this hour, we cannot afford to turn our back on the Lord. Amen. Well, not this time, not this hour. Glory be to God. We cannot afford to turn our backs on Him. Amen. He did come, glory to God, that we might live. He came that we might live and that we might have the benefits, amen, of life and that more abundantly. Glory be to God. It is for this cause that He came. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Jesus, again, so much the woman of God broke open to us. Amen, about salvation, then going on to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen, going on to receive the Holy Ghost. That's your keeper. That's your sealer. Amen, Jesus. Once you've asked the Lord to come into your life, amen, Jesus, glory to God, clean you up, forgive you. Amen, you make Him your Lord. Glory be to God upon your confession. Amen, glory be to God. Glory to God. The scripture declares that you are saved. Amen, Jesus. But then, people of God, amen, Jesus, we got to go on further. Amen. There's a step further. Amen, Jesus. He wants to fill you, glory to God, with His precious Holy Ghost. He wants to fill you with His precious Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight it can be yours. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We believe this is what we believe. Amen, Jesus. We believe in the infilling and the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. You can only go so far in salvation, people of God. You can go so far in salvation, glory to God. But the tempter, the enemy of your lives, amen, the enemy of our lives, amen, he's always looking, seeking, as the scripture declares, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Glory to God, but we thank God for His precious Holy Ghost. He comes to seal us. He comes to seal us. Amen. Glory be to God. He comes to seal us. Glory to God, to keep us. Amen. In the hour of temptation. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, tonight, amen, we again want to open the line. glory to God, for anyone that desires prayer. Anyone that desires special prayer on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Samara. I'd like to ask prayer for two of my classmates, Charles and Michael. Both of them lost their brother.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen. We'll certainly be praying for Charles, amen, and Michael on tonight. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Amen. If there's no one else on tonight, amen, Jesus, we would, people of God, that you turn your hearts towards God on tonight. Amen. Turn your hearts, amen, towards him on tonight, glory to God, because we know that whatever you need, God got it. Amen. And in humble submission, glory to God, we come to him on tonight. Glory be to God. We come unto him on this night. Amen. Glory to God, if you would, turn your hearts towards him now. Amen. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you now again. We bless you for this time. We bless you for this hour. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight, for your word comes to give us life. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we thank you on tonight for life and that more abundantly. We thank you for your precious promises unto your people on tonight. In thy precious name, O God, we bless you tonight, Father, for the hearers of your word. We're thanking you tonight, O God, believing by faith that your word is falling on good ground in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight that, Lord God, as we've heard this word, cause us to examine ourselves, cause us to examine our lives, not our brothers, not our sisters, O God, but cause us to examine ourselves by your word. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, for your word is a light, glory to God, it's a lamp unto us, O God. You lead, God, and direct us unto all truth. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. We're thanking you now, O God, for this precious word. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We thank you, Yerabosha. We thank you tonight. We bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. Glory to God. We glorify you, O God, in that precious name, O God. Now, Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, and look upon the hearts of your people. Look upon the hearts, O God, everyone that's assembled tonight. Look upon the hearts of your people on tonight. Glory to God for the faith that you've given us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon every heart now. We're asking you to look upon every situation even now in thy precious name, O God. We're asking that you will move by your spirit, move by your anointing on tonight in thy precious name. Glory to God. Move as only you can, O God, for you know what's best for us, O God. You know what's best for each and every one of us on tonight. And we're asking that you will move by your spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will do again, O God, that you will do a new thing in our lives. Do a new thing, oh God. Stir us the more. Stir us, glory to God. Stir us unto righteousness in the precious name of Jesus. Stir us, oh God, even the more, oh God, into your holiness we pray in that precious name, oh God. We're asking you tonight, oh God. We're lifting up now. We're lifting up Charles unto you. We're lifting up, glory to God, Michael unto you. Glory to God, for they've lost their brother on tonight. Father, for you know them on tonight, for you know your children on tonight, and we're asking that you will look upon them tonight, oh God. We're asking that you would touch their hearts now. Father, touch their hearts now, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, touch, glory to God, cause there to be lifting on tonight. Oh, God, even in this hour, this time of grief, Father, we're asking that you would be with them, oh, glory to God. We're asking, oh, God, that you would comfort them in the precious name of Jesus. Comfort them, oh, glory to God, we pray, in that precious name, oh, God, not only Charles and not only Michael tonight, but, Father, those that have experienced loss all over the land. Father, cause the spirit of comfort now. Cause the spirit of comfort to walk with them. Cause the spirit of comfort, oh, God. Cause the spirit of comfort to rest upon them in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to cause the spirit of peace now. Cause the spirit of peace, glory to God. The spirit of peace to rest upon their hearts, we pray, in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to do it tonight. Do it tonight. Do it tonight for your people, oh God. Do it tonight, oh God, in that precious name. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, and we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. We bless you tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you tonight. Hey, Kasha. We bless you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. We thank you, Tasha Tabosa. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for healing your people. Glory be to God. Thank you for healing. Thank you for your divine health on tonight. Father, we're thanking you tonight for Brother Brian. We're thanking you tonight. Oh, God, for Brother Barnes on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for Pastor Wells on tonight. In that precious name, oh, God, thank you tonight. Oh, God, those, glory be to God, those, oh God, higher than the most come, oh God, those that are resting in your healing on tonight. Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we bless you on tonight, we honor, we glorify you on tonight, oh God. We're thanking you for making every wrong right. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your lifting tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for lifting tonight. Thank you for total restoration. Restoring on tonight, restoring of health on tonight. We thank you, we bless you, we honor, we glorify you in that precious name, in that precious name, oh God. We thank you tonight, we bless you, oh God, we bless you. Hiya, you're the most of us. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. For those that are in the hospital, those that are in the hospital now, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you will look upon them now. Oh, God, go upon Asa. Oh, God, walk up and down the corridors. Father, visit every room on tonight, we pray, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it for your people tonight. Do it for your people tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Those that are yet trusting, oh God, those that are yet trusting and believing in you, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for bringing down barriers of the enemy. Thank you for bringing down every barrier of the enemy on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for breaking down walls, oh God. Oh God, walls that were built by the enemy. Oh, glory to God. To higher than the most high. In the highest, say God, in that precious name, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for liberty on tonight. We thank you for your liberty on tonight. Thank you for liberty, oh God, unto your people tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you for ordered steps. We're thanking you for making every crooked place straight in the lives of your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for answering prayers. We're thanking you, oh God, for you are the God that answers by fire. And we're thanking you tonight for your answers tonight. Thank you for your answers on tonight, oh God. We thank you tonight. Glory obosa. We thank you for your answers on tonight, Father. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for your speaker tonight. Thank you for Evangelist Kid on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for the sore on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We're asking you now, Father, that you would bless her in ways unknown. Bless her, glory to God. Bless her like she's not been blessed. Bless her, on tonight, oh God. Open doors for her. Open doors for her, we do pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Cause your favor to walk with her. Cause your favor to rest with her, we pray, in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you tonight to bless her going out, bless her coming in, Father, from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for this line. We thank you for this network. We thank you for this broadcast. Father, we say continue to have your way. Continue to do what you will in the midst of your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father, in thy precious name, Jesus. We do pray. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight. Hallelujah. Say amen. 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 On tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on in. Lift those voices, amen, glory to God, and just give God a shout of praise right there. Just give him a shout of praise right there. Hallelujah. God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Just give him a shout of praise, hallelujah. Glory to God, just give him a shout of praise, hallelujah, right there. Glory to God for all that he's done, amen, for all that he has done. Amen, Jesus, and our hearts say amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him for all that he's done. Glory to God. Truly the Lord has done us well. Amen. He's done us well. Amen, Jesus. We do pray, people of God, that you are being blessed. We pray that you are being blessed, amen, by this broadcast. We pray that you're seeing, amen, the fruit of your blessing by listening to the word of God. Amen. We pray, glory to God, that you feel the strength of God. We pray that you're feeling now the strength of God. Amen. As you're listening to this broadcast. Amen. Glory to God, that you're not being a passive listener, but you're active. Amen. You're actively listening to the word of God. You're actively tuning into the word of God. Amen. Glory to God, we pray, amen, Jesus, that you're experiencing blessing after blessing after blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Listen, we want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. You can get a copy. You can get a copy. Simply text us at 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, people of God, if you, amen, desire those of our international listeners, you can reach out to us as well via WhatsApp. Amen. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. Get your copy, people of God. Once you get your copy, amen, we want to ask you to be sure to share it with someone. Amen. Be sure. Amen. To share it with someone. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, listen, we just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that we will be, amen, doing a pullover for prayer outreach on this coming Saturday. This coming Saturday, we will be in Gretna, Florida. We'll be in Gretna, Florida. That's between Quincy and Chattahoochee. Amen, Jesus, there in Gretna, Florida. Amen, Jesus, if you're in the area, glory to God, amen, we would that you come out. Amen, Jesus, come out and help us. Amen, come out and grab a sign. Amen, glory be to God, and help us to compel the people to come for prayer. Amen, glory to God, we will be again, glory to God, doing outreach, amen, ministry and outreach. Amen. In Gretna, Florida. Amen. Asking and compelling people to come and pull over for prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We are grateful to the Lord for what he's doing. Amen. We are so grateful. Amen. Truly, God is doing a new thing. Amen. He is doing a new thing. Amen. And we want you to be a part of it. Glory be to God. Certainly, you can reach out to me, amen, if you're in the area, glory to God, and if you're coming, if you would like to come, certainly reach out to me, Amen, Jesus. The number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. That is, again, if you're in the area, you would like to come out and be a part of the pullover for prayer and witnessing. We're going to have a time. We're going to have a time in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to have a time in the Holy Ghost. Yes, we are. We're going to have a time in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, set your hearts, people of God. Amen. If you can't be there, if you can't be there, listen, be praying with us. Be praying for the harvest of souls. Glory to God. Be praying for the harvest of souls. Amen. We just believe God. Amen. We believe God for increase. Glory to God. And we're in Gretna this, amen, coming Saturday. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, keep your schedules open. Amen, Jesus. Keep your hearts open. Glory to God. Perhaps the Lord would desire, amen, perhaps the Lord would lead us to come to your city. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's all about outreach. It's all about moving. Amen. And I'm seeing this as I'm saying it. Amen. Glory be to God. It's all about outreach and it's all about moving. It's all about, amen, these prayer warriors coming together. Amen, Jesus. Whatever city you're in, glory be to God. We want to be there. Amen. To help to bring these souls in. Amen. Glory to God. So your city, amen, may be next. Glory to God. God bless you tonight, people of God. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Again. Glory be to God. Listen, again. Glory to God. Let us know if you would like to come out, amen, to be a part of the outreach in Gretna. Let us know, amen, if you would like for us to come to your city. Amen. It's time for the PNN to get on the move. Amen. It's just the next level. Amen. It is the next level. Amen. It's the next level. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Certainly be praying for us as we're praying for you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God again for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we pray now that the blessings of the Lord keep you, cover you, shield you, and protect you. Amen, Jesus. That the blood covering, glory to God, will cover you and all that concerns you, all of your household. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. May he keep you and cover you until we come together again. Don't forget to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Tell somebody about the PNN. Bring somebody, glory to God, bring somebody, amen, to the line so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. God bless you now. We do appreciate you. We look to see you, amen, on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings upon you. That concludes our broadcast for tonight.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.